This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily video address early on Thursday, Ukraine wants sanctions that are economically destructive enough for Russia to end its war. He is accusing some countries of still prioritizing money over punishment for civilian killings. The West condemns his war crimes. The European Union is joining the United States in imposing new sanctions, but critics are calling the measures insufficient. From Paris, Lisa Bryan has more for VOA.
Calls for tougher energy bans are also growing within the EU, including from Baltic states, which ended Russian natural gas imports as of April 1st, and the bloc's executive arm. That includes European Council President Charles Michel, who addressed the European Parliament Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that measures on oil and even gas will also be needed sooner or later.
The same message was sent from the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, who said the EU has paid Russian President Vladimir Putin more than $35 billion for energy imports since the war began. Compared to only about $1 billion worth of arms and weapons the EU sent to Ukraine. For VOA, this is Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Russian forces bombarded cities in Ukraine as the United States imposed more sanctions on Wednesday after civilian killings widely condemned as war crimes, and Ukraine's president urged a decisive Western response amid divisions in Europe. Russia's 42-day-long invasion has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad, killed or injured thousands. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office says recent measures taken by El Salvador's government to rein in gang violence violates international human rights law. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN officials acknowledge the threat gang violence poses to Salvadoran society and the need to tackle it. But the UN Human Rights Office is critical of the harsh crackdown on gangs by the government since it declared a state of emergency on March 27th. It reports police and military forces have used excessive force against gang members. It notes that more than 5,700 people have been detained without an arrest warrant, and some reportedly have been subjected to cruel and inhumane treatment. Human rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says certain amendments to criminal law and procedure appear to breach international law and weaken due process guarantees.
Criminal trials can now be held in absentia in the case of alleged gang members or presided over by so-called faceless judges, and that's judges whose identity remains confidential. The previous two-year limit to pretrial detention has been eliminated. Teenagers associated with gangs who are found guilty of serious offenses may now be sentenced as adults.
What is particularly troubling, she says, is children will have to serve their sentences in adult rather than juvenile detention. And under the new law, she notes, the period juveniles will have to spend in prison has been extended. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese protesters marched in the capital Khartoum and more in towns across the country on Wednesday, despite high temperatures, tear gas, and a Ramadan fast, marking the third anniversary of the fall of former President Omar al-Bashir and rejecting the recent power grab by the generals that ousted him. A 19-year-old protester who was shot and killed by security forces across the Nile from Khartoum, medics said. The protest led by neighborhood resistance committees comes during the sixth month of a campaign against an October 25th military coup. Since then, the military has not appointed a prime minister, while the economy has deteriorated amid a suspension of foreign aid. Recapping our top story, Russian forces bombarded cities in Ukraine as the United States imposed more sanctions on Wednesday after civilian killings widely condemned as war crimes. And Ukraine's president urged a decisive Western response amid divisions in Europe. Russia's 42-day-long invasion has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.